1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show, number one rated for, God, I don't know how many books in a row now. And we thank you for joining us. We are going to talk a little bit here with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. But just a little note that we have our CD ready to go. We'll tell you when our Best of the Year 2000 CD, Best of the Phil Hendry Show, will be on sale. And again, all the proceeds to benefit my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. President Clinton received a birthday surprise from a young enthusiastic supporter who removed her shirt in front of him during his vacation in Lake Placid on Saturday. The president had been shaking hands and signing autographs while stopping for ice cream at a downtown Ben & Jerry's, along with his wife Hillary, the Democratic Senate candidate in New York, and daughter Chelsea. Returning to his car, Clinton made one last trip to the rope line set up for his visit to sign the T-shirt of a young woman who promptly pulled the shirt up. Let me get Larry on the line here. Larry, you're listening to this, right?
Yes, I am, Phil.
Okay, so let me see. Returning to his car, Clinton made one last trip to the rope line set up for his visit to sign the T-shirt of a young woman who promptly pulled the shirt up over her head, exposing her brassiere just as the president was turning away.
There you go, Phil. And I think that I think that's just one more kick in the teeth for a lot of Republicans who continue to get kicked in the teeth by this guy Clinton.
And all right, now how are you guys, Republicans, getting kicked in the teeth?
Phil, I lost my job, I lost my family, I lost my wife trying to get Bill Clinton impeached and out of office. And that was about 4 or 5 years out of my life, trying to get this man, who I believe was doing irrevocable damage to the Constitution of the United States, out of office. And what do I get? I get kicked straight in the teeth. He was signing autographs, and this woman flashes her breasts at him. He didn't do a thing, and he gets rewarded.
And it, well, do you really call that a reward?
I'll tell you what I call it, Phil. I call it, for a man like me, I have not had the pleasure of the company of a woman since just before the not this past election, but the election before.
And you are literally celibate for 4 years?
Phil, what we did in the Republican Party, and many of us working on the front lines of the Republican Party, is we worked day and night to try to get the truth out to the American people. The American people didn't want to see it. They spit back into our faces. They said, we're going to keep this guy as president. They spit in my face, that's fine. I love my country. But I have not had the pleasure, since my wife and my children decided to leave my home, I haven't had the pleasure of the company of a woman. And I'll give an example.
Is this about you, Larry, or is this about President Clinton? You're talking about you haven't had the pleasure of...
It's about the number of people who have sacrificed to get this guy out of office, and he's still getting a free shot. This young woman walked up to him.
Well, what she did was she walked up to him on a rope line set up to shake the hand of the president, right?
Yeah, but she walks up to him, Phil, and she removes her shirt, and she was going to give this guy a free shot. Now, here's a guy that's had sex in the White House. Here's a guy that's lied to the American people, and here's a guy who has lied to his wife, and he's getting a free look-see. And what? And for me, losing a family, you know, Phil, your producer told me not to go into it, and I don't know what you want me to say.
Go ahead. I want you to be honest.
The last time I saw a woman's breast, let's just say me.
Right.
Was in 1996. That's the last time I saw a bare woman's breast. And do you know that that was when I walked into the bathroom, my mother's getting out of the shower. And you may think that's funny.
It's a little humorous.
Yeah, go ahead and laugh. But the point being that while so many of us were on the front lines of trying to bring decency back to the Oval Office in this country, this guy's getting a little free show. And, you know, I just...
All right, let's break your frustration down here. Clinton got a free show. He got a girl. I don't even know what he saw. Craig, it was just the girl's brassiere, okay?
He saw underwear. Okay,
and... Yo, well, what are you telling me, that that's even better than what you've been getting for the last 5 years? Because since this is about you...
Phil, it's not about my sex life. What I'm saying is it's about the people who sacrificed for this country to try to get this guy out of office. And
yeah, but it keeps coming back to you not getting laid in the last 5 years or something.
What I'm telling you is this. You know...
Here's the point that I was going to make.
All right.
The point is this. The guy, Gore, is going to lose, and the Republicans are going to be back in power in January. I really feel confident of that. I shouldn't say confident. I don't want to see Vice President Gore lose. It's going to happen. He's not going to win this election. Bush has got he's got all the power, okay?
Yeah, but what about Clinton? He's still going to be out there getting laid. Women around the country will be flashing him and giving him free looks left and right. And
Larry, why is this bugging you, okay? Let me ask you something. Who is the number one person in your life when it comes to romance? Can you tell me that?
Look, Phil, I
want to know. You have no relationship?
Phil, I'm going to say the last female breast that I saw was in 1996, prior to the election. Janet had already left me. It was my mother getting out of a shower.
And why don't you get a hooker or something?
Clinton is getting shots for free, and I got to go pay for it. Man, that really hurts. That's a fine how do you do it.
Well, what? If it's all about you not being able to get any...
It's about a lot of people, not just the last brassiere I saw was a Victoria's Secret mannequin, as God is my witness.
Okay, so look, at the bottom line is you haven't gotten any, you aren't getting any.
That's exactly right.
And you don't feel at all bad about coming on my radio show and saying it.
That is correct.
What has all of this got to do with Clinton and the country?
Because, again, Phil, I'll say this now for the fifth time.
Okay, you've been sacrificing.
I've been sacrificing. A lot of people have been sacrificing for this country. To the
detriment of your sex life, so you haven't gotten laid in 5 years while you were trying to get Clinton out of there.
That's correct. And the other thing I think you have to understand is, while we're trying to get Clinton out of there, this guy's getting a free peek. This girl gave him a free peek. He's getting it done in the Oval Office. He's getting it done. Okay? We couldn't impeach him. We couldn't get him out of office. He's getting his ashes hauled. He gets a free look-see. I haven't had it since 1996. Pardon me.
All right, we're talking with... are you going to be all right?
I'm fine. Well, the message I want to get across to your audience this afternoon, what we've been trying to get across to the American people, is there are a lot of good people who went out of the line to try to get this guy out of office, and he's still getting a peek. And I... For one...
Well, it was a joke. It was a young woman who ran up to the line. Let me give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover's with Conservatives of Kern County. He's a right-wing Republican, which I think is fair, Larry.
I'm very conservative, yes. We've never liked the appellation right-wing because I think it sounds more negative, but I am a conservative Republican.
Okay, and was on the front line of trying to get the goods on President Clinton so that he would be impeached, and by impeached, I mean thrown out of office. We're talking about this young girl who came up and flashed him. You're taking this thing rather hard because he got a free look.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to say, Phil, is that I don't have... I'll tell you about my life. I sleep on the service porch of my mother's house. I sleep on a cot. And I have been sleeping... I've been living with my mother for the last 2.5 years.
Ever since after Janet left you?
After Janet left. I haven't, and I've tried, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I've tried to get a life going, a romantic life going. I've tried to get women interested. I don't know what the story is. It feels almost as if God hates me because I spent a good portion of my life trying to get Clinton out of office. All the while, he's getting Monica Lewinsky servicing him. He's got his wife servicing him. He's having sex.
Are you jealous of the president because he's having more sex than you?
I'm not jealous. I think it's an unjust world. And I have to ask myself, Phil, about the very existence of God.
I know you to be a religious man, so you're kidding right now?
No, sir, I'm not kidding.
That you would question the existence of God, why?
I question the existence of God when this guy gets to go out into the public to sign an autograph and some chick... lets him see her pair of tickets, okay? And I haven't even gotten a sniff in 4 years. And I will tell you, I just would like to see it and touch it. After I saw my mother's breasts, she put blinds on the bathroom window. And you know what that means, right?
So what, is your mother afraid you're looking at her?
You know what? I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
Were you going around the bathroom window trying to see your mother's breasts?
You try staying away from sex for 5 years and tell me what you wouldn't sink to. Most men, Mr. Hendry, never have to face the fact that given the right circumstances, they're capable of anything.
And you're spotting your mom as she's getting out of the shower. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me go to Austin, Texas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
sir. Hi.
I'm calling to talk to your guest. Sir, you're confusing a personal issue that you have with a public issue that President Clinton had. I mean, everybody's embarrassed about his actions, but that you can't link your lack of sex life to the fact that he does have one.
Well,
they're not related.
I'll tell you how I feel they're related on this level. I think that the morality that we all try to practice, which I've tried to practice, God has basically spit in my face.
I think you're obsessed. I think you have some obsession with Clinton and his sex life.
I'm just wondering why.
And you're kind of projecting that obsession onto the rest of your life.
But let me ask you, as a reasonable man, do you think it's fair that Bill Clinton, who used the Oval Office to get his ashes hauled, and he keeps getting free looks and free peeks? This girl gave him a peekaboo on the weekend.
But
I haven't even sniffed it in 4 years.
You're not guaranteed a fair life in this country. You're guaranteed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You should get into the pursuit.
I think the man has a point.
About, you know, what happened 3 or 4 years ago in the Oval Office.
And you have to understand, Larry, I think when your mother starts putting blinds on the bathroom window.
Okay. Phil, this isn't, as the man said, it's not about me.
No, but if your mother is putting blinds on her bathroom window because she's afraid.
You gentlemen think it's funny, but you weren't there when I was working on the front lines trying to get Clinton out of office.
I'm not denying that.
The fact of the matter is that did not work. Let's move on to something else. Let's focus on.
Let's move on. Okay, all right. Let's move on while he's still getting a free peekaboo, a peekaboo show.
Exactly.
Oh, come on. I mean, this guy, all he does is sign an autograph, and there's women pushing his mouth into them.
The guy
throwing
them
up into his face. It drives me out of my mind, Phil, and that's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Gentlemen in Austin, thank you for your call.
Great.
1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover is my guest. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. This has taken on quite a personal issue with him now that President Clinton got some girl flashed him over the weekend in Lake Placid, New York. She lifted her blouse and showed him her breasts, and apparently, Larry's upset with that because he hasn't been laid since 1996, and he's a Republican. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. That number is 1-800-449-8686 for the Phil Henry Show. And President Clinton over the weekend was signing autographs, and a lady pulled her shirt up. Actually, what happened was I saw part of the film. It looked pretty awkward because she couldn't get her shirt off. If you saw it, she was sort of like, you know, trying to pull her shirt off. It was very weird. It's almost like she was like too hot and she needed to get her shirt off. And then the Secret Service grabbed her and just pushed her up against a wall. But not before, I guess, according to Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County, saying that President Clinton got himself a look, huh, Larry?
You know something, Phil? You can make a lot of jokes. And
I don't mean to make a joke, but did President Clinton really get a shot?
It looked to me like he got a pretty good peek.
And she was not that built.
It doesn't make any difference, Phil. We're talking about the morality of a president that continues to thrust itself into our faces. He continues to insult us, and he continues to live the life, an immoral life. And I have been in service to the Republican Party for some, I'm 38 years of age. I've been in service to the Republican Party since I got out of high school. And I have no intimate life, no sex life at all.
Why don't you go out and meet some women?
I have tried. It's not like I haven't tried. What I'm saying is, though, while Clinton's getting himself a free peek, I can't get to first base.
Well, why is that his fault is my only question.
Phil?
Hold on. I got to take a phone call. Just think about that, okay? Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, my question is, why are you going to keep using this as an excuse? You live on, you said you're sleeping on your mother's porch on a cot. Why would you expect any woman to come with you?
Go ahead.
It just sounds like an excuse, and you need to move on with your life and focus on something that's a little bit more important than that.
You know, I wish people could understand. Really, what I'm saying is that I've been in service to the Republican Party and the American people. I think we had a president who spit into our face with his morality, and now he still gets a free peekaboo, if you'll pardon my language, ma'am. And I'm sleeping on a cot, and I've got literally, and I don't know, you're a lady, so I won't offend you, but I don't have anything going for me other than my right hand. I think you know what I'm talking about. And bra ads out of Cosmopolitan, and this is the life that God has given me. Why does God hate me?
I think you've taken this all a little bit personal. I don't think that God hates you.
Well, why does Clinton still get a free peeky-boo, and I'm sitting there with a bra ad from Cosmopolitan?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he looks better than you do. I don't know. But you're using it as an excuse. You know, it's like I would get on with my life and move off of my mother's porch to begin with. Why would you expect anybody to come home with you?
Because
if you're going to be on the porch.
Because my wife got most of my possessions in the divorce. I pay a sizable amount of child support.
But the lady is saying, Larry.
Yep.
She's saying that it's not sexy living on a service porch, sleeping on a cot. What woman is going to want to go out with you?
But I have morality. Women aren't women attracted to that? Wouldn't you be attracted, ma'am?
Well,
morality
is one thing, but righteousness, like you're right and everybody else is wrong, that's not attractive.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say you and I were dating, and I know that we're not, but let's just use this as an example. I wouldn't even try to get to first base with you until we were married. Isn't that attractive?
Sure, I'm sure that's attractive for a lot of people.
How about you?
So, in other words, you would not try to be sexual with her at all?
Not at all.
Well, that's
I might even be nervous about kissing you. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, that's your life. That's not... I think that you have
to... What are you talking about?
Before you marry somebody, you got to at least know whether you like to kiss
them. Would really help me score is that I'm so committed to defeating the Clinton agenda. And then you're telling me that wouldn't help me score?
Yeah, man. Women really want to rap about that over dinner.
And now you're laughing at me?
I'm sorry. I was laughing at him.
Laughing at him? Because I am committed...
Will you calm down, please?
No, I won't calm down. I was committed to a moral agenda because I respect this woman enough not to try to cop a meal, even though God knows I'm deserving of it. I wouldn't even try to...
If you're so angry about it, if you're angry, you're not going to find a decent woman. Because they're not going
to
be turned off by your anger.
That's right. They're going to be turned off by your anger.
Oh, the heck with it. I'm hearing about being turned off by their anger. I'm not going to put my hand up your skirt. I'm not going to put my hand down your blouse. I'm going to be respectful. I won't even slip you any tongue. And you're telling me you're not into that.
Look it, pal. I don't know about this lady. She's got nothing to do with this, okay?
But you're saying that most women wouldn't.
Most women probably wouldn't find that very sexy. Thank you for calling, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Fountain Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Fountain Valley?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Good. All right. I just have one thing to say to this guy. I think that he needs to talk to a psychologist. He's taken out his personal feelings. His frustrations on Bill Clinton, because number one, he hates Clinton to begin with.
I don't like what Clinton did to the morality of this country, ma'am.
He needs a little psychological help.
And I'm the one who needs a psychiatrist.
Absolutely.
Boy, ain't that a fine how
Absolutely.
Do you do. That's a
Absolutely.
Fine how do you do. I'm not the one getting a hum job in the office. I'm not the guy getting the peeky boo.
He didn't even see her.
I'm
he turned away.
I'm hot with baby oil. That's what I got.
You're exaggerating the whole video. You didn't even see the video. I saw it twice.
Did he get a free look or not?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Take a break. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 on the perennially, continuously, inexorably rated number one Phil Hendry Show. With me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County to talk about the young woman who exposed herself to President Clinton. Didn't expose herself. She lifted her T-shirt up and she was wearing a bra and what have you. And Larry Grover is on the line. You think that is a big sexual moment for President Clinton, huh?
No, Phil, I don't think it's a big sexual moment. And I know that a lot of people have been talking down to me today, but I'm saying that I think it's a moment where this guy gets he has the opportunity to at least see a woman's body, and he's a married man, and I am without a wife or kids or a job, and I don't see it. And I've worked a long time and a hard time morally. Clinton gets a Hummer, a Peekaboo, all I get's a Playboy from 1973 and baby oil, and I will tell you this much.
Yeah, but you keep hammering this point, man. What Clinton gets and what you don't get. I told you that in November those guys are going
to
be out of there.
I think it's, Phil, I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's time to ask Republican women to be more open, to open up sexually and be, and only in the sexual sense, I think a little bit more liberated, to be conservative politically, but when it comes to a six-year relationship, 6 years of wedded happiness going down the toilet, I think I ought to be allowed to see it and to touch it, and that hasn't happened for me yet, even though I've worked as hard as I have. And I think it's just wrong. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying on your program.
Well, you know, if you spent more time, you're sleeping on the porch at your mom's house, you're using brassiere ads, I don't know what, Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Michigan. Yeah. I'm traveling through Wichita, and I don't know where you are in the Detroit area, but we can't get you. I just loved it. And I just wanted to respond to Larry that he's got to lighten up and give himself a break here. Appreciate what he may have been done in the past, but, you know, these guys are going to be out in 2.5 months.
That's what I tried to tell you.
It's not about that. What about
no,
Clinton?
It is, because you're too preoccupied, Larry. You guys won. He ran his two terms. We got him impeached. He's the first president since...
What about Clinton?
Only second president in history that was ever impeached. We just couldn't throw him out.
What about Clinton now? He'll still be going out and getting sex, won't he?
Well, he'll be a private citizen then, so what does it matter?
Because I gave up my private life to get him out of office, and I'm sleeping on a cot with baby oil.
No, I understand that, Larry. You gave it your best shot. We got him impeached. We couldn't get him thrown out. He's going to be out of office. His term's going to expire. You know, you need to move on. Find yourself a new job. Maybe go back to school.
This is my mother.
Is that your mom? Hey, Mrs. Grover, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing all right. I think that what Larry, you really is pathetic in a lot of ways. And I think that you need to, because I think it's wrong if I had to put the blinds up.
All I was saying that was the one time...
Well, hold on. She had to put blinds up so you wouldn't be peeking through the window at her.
Phil, it happened about a year ago.
A year ago, he's looking at you.
I just wanted to see one.
All right, I think it's sad.
It's really sad. And I've advised that he get circumcised. He won't listen to me about that one either.
I don't think that the people are...
Well, hold on for a minute. Here is Culver City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just want to tell Larry there that he's very pathetic. I wanted to say that there's no logical reason.
Clinton got impeached and he still gets to look at the luscious milky white memories of some chick, and I get nothing.
There's no logical reasoning in your argument. You're just giving a lot of irrational, hypocritical arguments because... You say that Clinton is just very gets a lot of, you know, is immoral, but yet you admit to having you admit to having jacked off, man. What's with the baby oil? What's that all about?
What's the matter with that?
Well, it's immoral, isn't it? According to the religion.
What religion are you talking about?
And what about all the previous Republican and Democratic presidents who've boned in the White House? It's like, why don't you talk about them? You know.
You know something? You got no.
He's
proof.
Not the first. He's
got
not the
no
first.
Proof. You got no proof.
They got no proof.
You got no proof.
You're pathetic, man.
Are you saying
pathetic.
That about Reagan? Are you telling
you're
me that Reagan
you know
got
what?
It?
I suggest you get you get some, you
are,
go out.
Are you saying that Reagan
up,
got it?
Feel good about yourself, get some self-confidence, and maybe you'll get some. But
why can't you go out and have a relationship with a woman, Larry? You know,
as
instead,
far as I'm concerned.
Where do you sleep at your mom's house?
Well, he's in the service porch.
I sleep in the service porch.
Mom, you should kick him out.
I tried to, but he keeps coming back. And
How old are you?
I just turned 80.
Jesus Christ, man. You're
turned
pathetic.
80.
Yeah, what about... Why am I pathetic?
Leave your mother alone.
That's all I wanted to say, Phil.
All right, thanks for calling. Leave your mother alone and let her have a life, okay?
Get out of here.
Virginia Beach, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think that the guy needs to, I mean, I don't think Bill Clinton's immoral.
Right.
Someone shows him her breast. I don't think that's Bill's fault. I think that's the lady's fault. You don't blame Bill Clinton.
Even though he's immoral, does God, so in other words, God rewards Bill Clinton's immorality by giving him a fresh peek.
Well,
you know, that's
you know,
to him. I mean, you know, just
you were looking at me.
Just because the lady gives him a free peek doesn't mean that God has rewarded Bill Clinton or that Bill Clinton.
Oh, really? What do you? Oh, so that's. I guess that's punishment.
I guess.
Come on, man.
Point of view, but what I'm saying is, first off, it doesn't have anything to do with your own situation.
Well, my son was looking
your own situation into it. Second off, if she wants to show him her breast, that's her business, and you know, I don't think that's his problem. I don't think he's immoral for having been the recipient of that.
Well, I'll ask a question right now, and maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to ask it. My mother gave birth to me 38 years ago. Question, what's wrong if I see your breasts?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Larry.
No, what is wrong if I see my mother's bare breast?
That's borderline incest.
It's
that's
what?
Way wrong. That's borderline incest.
Oh, my God, Phil, this is what I live with. He's back in the service area. He's got baby oil, and he's... It's disgusting.
Well, I don't know why
the way you're saying it, sir, is that if you were walking down the street and a man showed you what he had, then you would be immoral for seeing it.
I would be immoral for seeing it, yes. I don't want to see some guy's thing.
That's not your fault.
I want to get the peek from a woman. There's no greater reward on earth than a look at a nice set of swinging udders, and guess what? I ain't seen even a whiff since 1996.
Well, you're not going to look at mine anymore.
Udders.
And you know something? To want to see your mother's breasts is a sick thing.
Full crap.
I agree.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Here's Flint on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I got a question for him. Well, I got a couple. Now, you saying...
Are you Republican?
You not... No, I'm a Democrat. You
right.
Saying that why is Bill Clinton getting free flashes and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, he's more important. I mean, movie stars get flashes and stuff. And why would somebody want to give you a flash if you're sleeping on your mother's porch?
Well, first of all, my question remains: Why is it such a big thing for my mom not to give me a peekaboo?
Okay, how would you?
On your mother,
how
for
would
God's
you?
Sake.
How would you feel your daughter looking at your private? How
oh
would
my
feel?
God! Oh my God! I would never do anything like that.
Okay, then you shouldn't be looking at your mother's.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything with them.
Well, if your daughter's not trying to do anything with it, she's just trying to look at you.
Let's look at it this way. In the first 6 months of life, all we ever saw was our mother's bare breast, right? That's all we ever saw. Then they took it away from us. So, now I got to pay for it.
I think you have a problem.
Oh,
you need to get
so
help.
Sick. I really think you need help, Larry. You're not.
You don't look at your mother's breast.
You're not getting a peek at mine. And you know,
come on, Mom.
Well, what does she do?
Get away from me.
Please.
I mean...
What the hell's going? What's going on?
Oh my God!
I just want to peek.
What is going on?
Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay.
Come on, let me take a look.
What are you doing?
I don't know. He's got the old lady.
See?
What a great set. I'm begging my mother to hold up.
I think she should call the police and kick him out.
Well, you know what he asked me to do one night? He asked me to hold up a cutout of Janet Reno. Oh, God.
What happened?
He asked me to hold a cutout of Janet Reno over my face as I stood there naked. Oh, God. Sir?
Yes, we're here.
The gentleman in Flint.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said?
What did you say?
He asked me to put a picture of Janet Reno over my face one night.
That don't make no kind of sense. I think you should call the police or something to get him kicked out. He has a serious problem. He needs to be put in an insane asylum.
I just want to peek. Please, I just want to...
Are they gone? All right,
yeah.
we lost connection there. All right, sir, thank you very much for your call, though.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we'll find out what happened to them. On the next episode of The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was on vacation last week, so I was not here in the grand city of Los Angeles. There was a Democratic National Convention, and as you probably know, although I watched like 5 minutes of it, because it was a dull, dull, dull exercise. And I don't, the only thing duller was the predictability of all that bullcrap going on supposedly in the streets around the convention center, around the Staples Center there. I mean, I read the headline. You all saw it. The cops are advising them on how to get busted. What are the good crimes to get busted for? Have you ever heard of anything more jive in your life? What are the things we could get busted for so that we don't necessarily have to go to the... So the cops are now confabbing with the so-called, and I put quotes around it, protesters. What are you cats protesting exactly? Does anybody have any idea what anybody was protesting last week? And then I hear that there were some people from our local, from the LA station, KFI, got hit with rubber bullets. Got shot at and hit with rubber bullets. Good! I love Tim and Neil. Best thing that ever happened to you guys, getting shot with rubber bullets. But then I heard that Sam and Doc got it. Naturally, our two black security guys, they're the first ones to get shot by the cops. Come on, Sam. Come on, Doc. Stand it. Protect our DJs and talk show hosts. Take a rubber bullet for the team. Yeah. Man, I'm out of here, man. Goddamn white people. Did you get a load of that, you guys? You guys around the country. KFI in L.A., we had our night hosts out there, Tim and Neil. They do our nighttime show. Nice guys, do a great show. So they get shot with rubber bullets. Well, what could be more welcome if you have a talk show or if you have any kind of a radio show or any kind of a media enterprise at all than to be the subject of some kind of, quote, police brutality or any news story? Ask Geraldo how bad it was for him to get his nose busted open with a chair. That was, oh yeah, that really did nothing for his ratings, man. Other than that, the people like doubled his audience. So I'll go out there and I'll get shot at. Are we done with this nonsense? Remember that there was a talk show host in Wichita who got himself busted during those pro-life demonstrations. And I am so suspicious, and I say this with great respect and love in my heart, so suspicious of anybody who does what I do for a living, getting busted by cops or getting shot at, as if they really are moved to change the world. As if anybody in this business, anybody who has a talk show anywhere in the country, is moved to do anything other than collect a paycheck. Yeah, I really want to change the world, man. You know what? I'm going to get out there and I'm going to get shot with rubber bullets. And, you know, I'm going to be an example to my audience. And maybe then good things will happen. Like maybe I'll get my contract extended a couple of years. Like maybe they'll kick in this time with that ratings bonus and maybe I'll get that car. Maybe I'll get the station to pay for the lease on a Lincoln Navigator. That's what I really want to do with my show. Got shot. Good for you guys. Do it again, LAPD. I think you guys ought to come in every night and shoot Tim and Neil before they go on the air. Just point that rubber bullet gun at those guys and have at it. But I would read the paper each day on vacation. We were down at Balboa Inn in Newport Beach, and we were having a blast. The waves were, the beach was yellow flagged. The waves were about 10 foot. You think you heard me wrong? You didn't hear me wrong. 10 foot. One day, they were running about 12 feet. It was incredible. Incredible. You ever see waves so big that the top edge of the wave is so thin, it thins out and gets turquoise, and there's a wall of water? And I mean, I saw guys out there body surfing or attempting to. There were maybe two or three guys that actually have the cojones to take one of those things. And the next thing you saw was the guy's feet going up in the air, which is exactly what happened to me. I went out there and the kids were screaming at me, "Come on, I bet you can't do it. Go out there, old man." Yeah, okay, so I'm out there, this old man, 48 years old. I'm out there with all these other dudes who are like, "What's up?" And they got fins, and they got boogie boards, and I'm just out there bare-ass to the world. And sure enough, here comes some monster. I don't know, it's about 8 foot, and I caught this thing. I'm doing a little turn into the curl. The next thing you know, I can feel my feet going up in the air. And then I did about 3 somersaults underwater, all underwater. I got pounded off the bottom of the ocean. I mean, I hit the sand 3 distinct times. And then when I righted myself, I couldn't find air. It was all just a lot of foamy water, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, I wasn't really thinking this, but in retrospect, I thought I'd tell you that I was thinking, oh, my God, my life ends here, you know, and what are my fans going to do when I'm not there on Monday? And, oh, I guess they'll have Carell and Andrew fill in for me again, huh? And then I found air. That was the one thing that drove me to the surface, that drove me to survive, that drove me to save myself. Carell and Andrew filling in for me Monday. I coughed and I gagged and I swam and I finally, I'm not dead yet. It was nice. What I'm trying to tell you is it was nice out there and it was hot and it was beautiful. But each day I'd pick up the paper and I'd see the Democratic convention and there's another disturbance and police battle. And even the LA Times figured it out. The whole thing's jive, the whole thing's staged, the whole thing is, you know, and I'm looking at this and going, tell me what it is you're protesting. Rage against the machine, okay, I drank a lot of beer and I threw some bottles at some cops. Fine. I mean, anytime that band plays, you're going to have people throwing bottles and rocks at cops. Well, that was a real no-brainer. Yeah, I know how we can get people really moved to action. You get Rage Against the Machine up there, and let's get a battle line of coppers standing there, and I'm sure a couple of bottles will get tossed. And then we can turn it into some kind of a thing. And some of these jive-ass people, pardon my language, but half of you old, wrinkled, grayed-up, dumb idiots that they interviewed on television the day after that the Rage Against the Machine show, and the police officers were pushing people, and I've never in my life, and yeah, bullcrap. Tipper Gore loves Rage Against the Machine. And they got some old guy, you know, a veteran of 68, I guess. He's about 163 years old. And the police are disgusting. The LAPD is a corrupt organization. And it's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And this guy, what are you talking about? In other words, what you're saying is these guys are throwing bottles, they're throwing rocks, and they're not supposed to do anything about it. Is that it? We're just going to what? How about if they burned your freaking BMW there? Is that okay? And this just proves again that, give it a freaking rest. So the LAPD did a fantastic job. Fantastic. Great professional job. Ramparts, another story. But, you know, they took a good shot there, didn't they? All right, you guys got caught with your hands in the cookie jar. Better luck next time. But they did a great job around the Staples Center. And you cats who were down there, nobody knows why you were there. How do you feel about that? All of you people who were around the Staples Center last week protesting, nobody, and I mean nobody, knows what it was you were talking about. Nobody remembers one thing you were trying to say. Nobody remembers one thing you were protesting. Nobody remembers what you look like. That's how organized, that's how marvelous it was. What a great effort you guys put on. Just a bunch of morons. That's all it was. And the LAPD doing what they do best, you know, cracking a couple of billy sticks over a few heads. I like it. I had a great time. I was in Newport Beach, and then I went and got ice cream. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.